This is Skid Mark Bob for Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3. It's September 10th, 2002, and I'm talking with Tracy DeAngelis.
Yes.
And where are you right now?
Bob, I'm in a town called Tukaram in Palestine, which is north of Jerusalem, and I'm calling you right now because there's an attack happening on this town right now that I wanted to report back because it's to the point where they've just shot out the main water line for this entire town.
And we
think the basis for this is this town that I'm in right now, Tukaram, has been on 24-hour curfew for 2 months now, with it being lifted for a few hours here and there, maybe every third or fourth or fifth day. And this evening, we were having a tour of one of the refugee camps, and at around 5 p.m. our time, we began to hear all this machine gun fire, and we found out that that was the Israeli military's response to one of their jeeps being attacked. And so what began to happen at around 5:30 our time is they started to gas the Tukaram refugee camp, and so we knew we needed to get back to where we're staying. Where we're staying is the Red Crescent Hospital, right next door to the Red Crescent Hospital, which is where all the ambulances are housed. And since we've been here in this area for 3 days, and already the Red Crescent Ambulance Center has been attacked two times. 3 days ago, they shot out one of the ambulances, which is now out of service. So this entire town of Tukaram, which is 44,000 people, now only has two ambulances. And now today, about 45 minutes ago, we were in our room, and we heard heavy, heavy machine gun fire and lots of tank activity right outside our window, and to the point where we were, making very sure that we were below the windows, and then we felt and noticed very strong presence of tear gas. And when we came downstairs, we found that they had thrown a tear gas canister actually at a little boy who was probably about 8 or 9 years old, who was trying to get from the Tukaram refugee camp with his father back to his home, which meant that he had to travel during curfew from, one area to the next, maybe a 3 or 4 minute walk. And the soldiers spotted the boy and the father, and they each ran separate directions, and the boy ran towards the ambulances, and they threw the tear gas at the little boy into the Red Crescent ambulance, and so we were gassed again. And since then, it's quiet right now, but it's so random, we never know when the tanks are going to come by, but every time they come by, probably because we're so close to the refugee camp and because we're at the Red Crescent, and I'm sure they know that there's internationals here, they shoot either into the air or into the ground. Just now, when they drove by, and I can hear the water right now, they drove by after us hearing heavy gunfire. We went out and noticed that the street was beginning to flood. We followed the path of the water, and we were trying to turn the water off, and noticed that they just blew the whole top off. So there's no way to stop the water from flowing right now. So basically, the town is going to be without water.
How long have you been there?
I've been in Palestine for a week. I've been in this town for three and a half days.
You're part of an international group.
Yes. I'm with International Solidarity Movement.
What's the group called?
International Solidarity Movement.
Okay.
And we're a movement of nonviolent methods. We use nonviolent civil disobedient methods. Tomorrow we're having a mass demonstration to another really sad situation happening here in Tukaram is the farmers of 12 villages are losing 80,000 dunams of their land, and one dunam is equal to about a quarter acre. The Israeli army is going to be confiscating their land, and they're going to be confiscating all of their wells, which is 37 wells, and it's basically going to leave these families in these 12 villages with no income, no food, and it's going to be very difficult for them to live their lives. But they continue to use reasons for all of this that they're doing for security, which, being here and seeing what goes on here, it's not securing anything. It's absolutely random and ridiculous and arbitrary. And
How many internationalists are there with you?
Right now, here at the Red Crescent, there's 7. There's 2 more coming tomorrow. And
hello?
My phone's going to cut out.
Okay.
But in Annapolis, there's 15. So
okay.
I should go, but I thank you so much. And the last thing I want to say is I beg everybody to come see for yourself the way the Israeli army treats the Palestinian people. It's criminal. And thank you so much, Bob.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tracy. And be well. We love you.
Okay. Love you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.